Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Walking in the Light Ministry. I am Pastor Herbert Graham, and I am excited about what God is doing here at Walking in the Light Ministry. Truly, it is a blessing to be able to praise our God, to worship Him in the beauty of His holiness. Not only just for one day of the year, but worship Him every day of the year. Every day that you get to see Him, wake up to another day and acknowledge Him. See Him in the Spirit. You get to worship Him. And truly it is a blessing to be able to worship our Lord, to be able to praise our Lord, to be able to honor our Lord, because He's worthy of all the praises, He's worthy of the glory, and He's worthy of the honor. I'm glad that you are with me here today at Walking in the Light Ministries. We're in a series titled, How Well Do You Know the Holy Spirit? And in this series, it has been a blessing not only to me, but to all to whom that listen to these messages. The Holy Spirit has taken us on a ride of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And truly, beloved, if you go back and listen to this series, it's a nine-part series titled, How Well Do You Know the Holy Spirit? And you take these scriptures that was given in these series, and study these scriptures, the Holy Spirit is going to begin to open up your understanding unto Him like you never had before. You're going to be able to see Him and see how He works, not only in your life, but in the life around others that be around you. Oh, He wants to reveal Himself to you if you would just only let. So I'm going to ask you on this day, if you would, get your Bibles, a pencil or a pen, and let us look into the Word of God as the Holy Spirit give us the last part, part nine of How Well Do You Know the Holy Spirit. But before we get into the Word, I'm going to ask you to open your Bibles up to the book of St. John, the 15th chapter. We're going to read our foundational scripture that we were using for these lessons. John chapter 15, and before we move further, we're going to open up in a brief word of prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come now to give You praise, honor, and all glory. We thank You for what You have already done, what You're doing right now, and what You're going to do. Father, we ask You to continue to guide us and lead us as only You can through Your Holy Spirit. Seal us as only You can. And we give You all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Our foundational scripture for these lessons is coming from John, St. John, the 15th chapter and the 26th verse. And it reads as follows. But when the Comforter comes, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of me. Jesus is telling us that help is on the way when you're a child of God. He's telling us that when the Comforter is come, He's our Comforter, He's our Counselor, He's our Helper, He's our Advocate, He's our intercessor. He's our strength. He's one that stands by you and stands by me. If you are a child of God and have asked the Father for His Spirit. You see, our Heavenly Father has sent His Son to die in our place. And we are very thankful for it. The Father, what the Father has done. Not only does the Father love us, He has given us his Spirit to seal us in Jesus Christ. Through the Holy Spirit, the promises of God comes in our lives. As we go deeper in the Holy Spirit, we will see the titles of his deity. And I'm going to read to you St. Luke 11, the 11th chapter, the 13th verse. This is Jesus speaking to us. He's saying, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? When the Holy Spirit comes in a believer's life, the Holy Spirit comes to seal the believer in the things of Christ and in the promises of God. It is through the Holy Spirit, beloved, that we receive these promises, that we are able to have the promises of God in our life. Because it is the Holy Spirit that manifests these promises of God in our life and through our life. So in our final series on How Well Do You Know the Holy Spirit, Part 9, we're going to be talking about the title of his deity, the deity of the Holy Spirit. Even as there are numerous names and titles of the Father and the Son in Scripture, so there are of the Holy Spirit. These titles set forth different aspects of the Holy Spirit's character. Titles refer to some specific work or operation that the Holy Spirit desires to perform in the hearts and lives of the people of God. This group of titles set forth the deity of the Holy Spirit and shows the distinction from an association with the Father and the Son. A number of them set forth the Holy Spirit representing either the Father or the Son, but all shows his divinity. As we read off to you these titles of the Holy Spirit, it's going to reveal to you the divinity of who he is, his deity. Some of you may already know, some of you may not even know yet. But as you study these scriptures, you will see the deity of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit in John Chapter 3, verses 6 through 8. The Holy Spirit, he's called the Holy Spirit in Luke chapter 11 and verse 13, and Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 11. He's called the Spirit of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16 and 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. He's called the Spirit of the Lord God in Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 1. He's called also the Spirit of the Lord in Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 14 and Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. He's called the Spirit of the Living God in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 3, he's called the Spirit of the Father in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 20 and Matthew chapter 16 and verse 17. He's called the Spirit of Jesus in Acts chapter 16 verses 6 through 7. He's called the Holy Spirit of God in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. He's called the Spirit of Christ, Romans chapter 8 in verse 9, and 1 Peter chapter 1 in verse 11. He's called the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 19. He's called the Spirit of his Son. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6. He's called the Spirit which is of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. These are some of the titles and the deity that represents these titles, the name of the Holy Spirit. He not only have titles of deity, but he also have titles, different ministries. Did you know that the Holy Spirit have different ministries that he ministers unto the believer? See, this group of titles set forth more particularly an essential and moral attributes of the Holy Spirit. Each of these attributes are related to some special needs of man. It is the Holy Spirit who brings to us the wisdom, faith, and power of Almighty God. All that is in God is brought to us by the Holy Spirit. He is to us all that we need. That's why it's very important that you allow the Holy Spirit to seal. See, the deal must be sealed. And you be sealed when you accept the Holy Spirit in your life. He's called the Spirit of Wisdom, Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 2, and Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17. He's called the Spirit of Knowledge in Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 2. He's called the Spirit of Counsel and Might in Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 2. He's called the Spirit of Grace and Supplication in Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10. He's called the Spirit of Judgment. Isaiah called the Spirit of Burning. Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 4. He's called the Breath of the Almighty in Job chapter 32 and verse 8 and chapter 33 of Job. In verse 4, he's called the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 11 and 1 Peter chapter 3, the Holy Spirit. He's called the Power of the Highest. In Luke chapter 1 and verse 35, he's called the Eternal Spirit. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14. He's called the Spirit of Holiness in Romans chapter 1 and verse 4. He's called the Comforter in John chapter 14 and verses 16 and 26. In John chapter 15 and verse 26. In John chapter 16. In verse 7, he's called the Spirit of Love. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. He's called the Spirit of Truth. In John chapter 14 and verse 17. John chapter 16 and verse 13. John chapter 15 and verse 26. And in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 6. He's called the Spirit of Life, Romans chapter 8 and verse 2, and Revelation chapter 11 and verse 11. He's called the Spirit of Adoption in Romans chapter 8 and verse 15. He's called the Spirit of Faith, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. He's called the Spirit of Promise, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13 and 14. He's called the Spirit of Grace. Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 29. He's called the Spirit of Glory. He's called the Spirit of Power. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. He's called the Spirit of Wisdom and Revelation. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17. He's called the Spirit of Prophecy in Revelation chapter 9 and verse 10. He's called the Good Spirit, Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 30, in Psalms chapter 143 and verse 10. He's called the Free Spirit in Psalms chapter 51 and verse 12. He's called the unction from the Holy One, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 20. He's called the anointing, which teaches us, 1 John. He's called the voice of the Lord, Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 24, Genesis chapter 3 and verse 8, Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8. Beloved, the Holy Spirit wants to teach you, wants to bless you. In conclusion, we see the work of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament is all that it was in the Old Testament, but more so, for now the Holy Spirit is for all people, all believers, out of every kindred, tongue, tribe, and nation. The Holy Spirit not only falls upon, he is poured out. He comes, but now he dwells to remain and abide forever within the heart of the redeemed. This is the promise of the Father to the Son, and the promise of the Son to the believer. The Holy Spirit, as the Spirit of promise, bring all the promises of God to fulfillment in the redeemed community. Holy Spirit that is in the earth today. It is the Holy Spirit that wants to move in your life and in my life. It is the Holy Spirit that is ready to guide you into all truth, not all this deception that you're seeing going on in the world today. It is the Holy Spirit, beloved, is there waiting to show you the way, to show you the way to go, to show you the right choices to make, to teach you the things of the Father, the wisdom of the Father, the love of the Son, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the very deity of God. You hear that, beloved? He is the very deity of God. You have the Holy Spirit in you. You have the very deity of God living on the inside of you. That would not lie to you. That would not hurt you. That would not speak any ill against you. But would love you. Would counsel you. Would take care of you. He who will instruct you to do the thing that he's calling you to do in this hour that you are living. Make it not strange that you are living in this hour. Like you're not supposed to be here because most of these people are just pure evil. But you're here to do a work, a work that only the Holy Spirit wants to do before in you and through you. Did you catch that, beloved? You are here to do a work that the Holy Spirit only wants to do in you and through you. Remember what the Father told Jeremiah, before you was in your mother's womb, I knew you and I ordained you. Beloved, before you came to this earth, God knew you, and he ordained you for this work. You have a work to do in this earth. You got to do it with the Holy Spirit, to let him guide you. And for some, that's going to be a very hard thing to do, because for most people, we have been traditionalized in our thinking. We have been indoctrinated with the doctrine of man, not the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. And we have to allow the Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us, because if you look at man and the way man wants you to do things, it never lines up with the will of the Father. The only one can get us in line with the will of the Father is the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus, when he went to the Jordan River to be back, when he came up out of the water, he was sealed with the Holy Spirit. And if Jesus, God's Son, needed the Holy Spirit, how much more do we need him in our lives? Learn to operate in the Holy Spirit. Talk to the Holy Spirit. You're talking to deity, not just talking to some spirit, some mystical force. You're talking to the deity of the Father. And when you and I learn to train our spirit to listen to the Holy Spirit and just and to communicate with the Holy Spirit, he will guide us and he will lead us in all truth. When we want to be hateful, he will teach us and show us how to love. He will show us what to do. He will show us what to say. I read the scripture to you, St. Luke, the 11th chapter, 13th verse, where Jesus said, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? You have to ask for the Holy Spirit. Will you ask the Father to give you the Holy Spirit? Let the Holy Spirit know, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this. You are welcome, Holy Spirit, to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can ever ask or say, according to your power that worketh in me. Ephesians 3:20. Love is simple, to walk in the power of the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is always going to line you up with the Word of God. And when you line up with the Word of God, beloved, when you line up with the Word of God, you're now walking in the light. You're walking in the light of God. For the Bible says God is light, and in him there is no darkness. You're walking in his light. And that light will so beautifully radiate off of you onto others who are not walking in the light. But because you allow the Holy Spirit to live on the inside of you and guide you and lead you, that light in you becomes to be brighter and brighter and brighter. And as you get to the end of your journey here on this earth, beloved, you want to hear the Father say, when you step out of this temple, enter into your eternal temple, you want to hear the Father say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Beloved, everything we need is in the Holy Spirit. And God has given that to you and to me. He's given that to rely on, to trust upon, and to walk in. He will never lie to you, the Holy Spirit. He will never abuse you. No, the Holy Spirit will never do that or misuse you. He will always show you the love of the Father. Truly, this series of How Well Do You Know the Holy Spirit has been a blessing. And I am excited and elated to have had the opportunity to share these scriptures with you. Go back to your own private time, beloved, and share. Let the Holy Spirit guide you and lead you in how he wants to reveal himself. And walk in. Join me here next Saturday, beloved, as we move forward in the things of God. Go in peace, beloved, and let God's richest blessing, I pray, be.